Are you hearing from very many elderly people who are upset about no Social Security increases?
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I think we've got to look at that formula. I think one could argue, if you look at the economic indicators, that a 5.5% COLA increase, and not that every senior didn't need it last year, but it's hard to justify it from a macroeconomic standpoint in terms of what was out there. And this has always been designed to be a cost of living adjustment based on inflation. Well, we have no inflation. There's literally no inflation right now in terms of our economy. So, but having said that, I think that since the stimulus was a two-year stimulus and the $250, I think, is a reasonable amount, I certainly will consider the $250 for the seniors since it appears there's not going to be any COLA next year in the Social Security. I think that's a reasonable compromise. I certainly think going into trying to give them a similar COLA to last year would be inappropriate and not a fiscally prudent thing to do. But another $250 seems to me as a reasonable compromise.
Senator, is that $250 being paid for? Because you've expressed concern about not being able to pay for some of the other things.
Yes.
Are you confident that that's going to be paid for?
Well, I'm working for that. You know, we've got various places. I mean, we are searching for the pay for. It's $15 billion is what it is, between $10 and $15 billion. So if you put that's a whole lot of money. And I haven't been in Washington long enough that I don't think that's a whole lot of money. But in the context of the $800 billion stimulus, obviously it's a small amount in the context of that stimulus package. And so we're going to look at where the stimulus money has not been spent, see if there's any additional monies that are in the stimulus that we've already appropriated that we can squeeze out that $250 for the seniors.
If a way to pay for it isn't found, would you vote for $250 apiece?
I think I'm going to have to wait and see how it's done and what, you know, there could be pay-fors that we could do down the line. So I can't predict that right now. I am open to that compromise. I'm going to work towards a way that it's paid for, and we'll see what happens.